should be ringing.
Okay. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Kyle. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good, good, good. I have Aureli here on the line. She's going to be taking care of your account, so I'm going to let her introduce herself, and she's going to take over, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, perfect.
Hello, good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Doing good, thank you. Kyle, the reason of this call is because we have a client interview scheduled with you today. This call should take around 30 to 40 minutes. Will this be a good time for you?
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, I want to thank you for choosing Local Splash. The purpose of our call today is to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. First, I will be verifying your business information. Second, I will be checking relevant keywords of service that you provide. And lastly, we're going to check the steps to follow regarding Google, okay? Hello?
Yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. Alrighty, well, the first thing we're going to check is the business information you have gave us before. As I'm able to see, the company's name is Richardson Roofing LLC. Alrighty, the address that we have here registered, it's 6544 Menlo Way, Dayton, Ohio, 45424.
45424, yes.
Alrighty. Is this address your home address? Is this an office?
Yeah, it's a home address.
Your home address, okay. And the email address that we have here registered is Richardson@AOL.com?
Yes.
Okay. And the phone number, it's 937-689-1454. Okay, perfect. Something that comes included in your package, actually, is a call tracking number that is benefit for your phone number. I don't know if you're familiar with a call tracking number.
No.
Alrighty. Well, this call tracking number, this is the Google endorsed product that it will actually allow you to track and manage all the calls that are coming in from our marketing campaign. What we do is create another number with your same local area code and we post it online, basically to filter out any type of scam calls, telemarketing, fraud, all those type of calls so they won't get to your phone. All of the calls are still going directly, however, to your phone number, the one you just confirming, and then 1454. Would you like us to create one for you at no additional cost?
Yeah.
Okay, let me go ahead and set it up for you. Something additional to it, which this part does has a cost, is a call tracking greeting. What you can do is a professional custom voice recording to introduce your business. Having a professional voice custom greeting is essential to show your prospect of that you are a trusted and branded business. This is only a cost for a one-time payment of $19, and you will be able to make any changes or updates as it's needed anytime you would like. Would you like us to add one for you? We can start creating one as, hi, thank you for calling Richardson's. Sorry, Richardson Roofing LLC, we would like to help you out. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer so clients can actually set up an option for you. Or you can send us your own if you would like to have a different one.
You said it's for $19?
$19 is just one-time payment that it will be paying.
Is it 19 or 99?
19. 1-9.
Okay. Yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
Perfect. Would you like to have a female's or a male's voice do this recording?
Female.
Female, okay. Alrighty, perfect. Do you currently have a website yourself?
Yes.
Okay, let me check one moment. May I have the current website that you have?
Say that again.
May I have the current website that you have?
Yes, let me pull it up here.
Okay.
Richardson Roofing Service. Yeah, RichardsonRoofingService.com.
Okay. Can you send me the link via text message if possible, please? I was able to find one, but it's showing that it's in Florida.
Yeah, so that's, that is our website. I think it's because we have the three locations at the top of our website page, and the first location is Hudson, Florida, but that is our website.
Okay. Yeah, it's Hudson, Panama City, in Dayton, Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, this one has the same address you confirmed me, but it doesn't have the same phone number, as why it wasn't matching.
Yeah, that is my dad's phone number. I take care of all this, like advertising and marketing and whatnot, plus I pretty much run the Ohio location, so that's why I had them set it up with my phone number on this account.
Okay. Alrighty, so this is the website that it will be promoted. Let me add it up here. Alrighty, the website has been already added to the account.
Okay.
Now, we will go over some keywords of service that you provide. These are basically services that consumers are going to be typing online to be able to find your business.
Okay.
As I see here, we have a few options for you. Let me go ahead and read them over to you, and you can confirm me if yes or no you will be offering them with our service.
Okay.
Check one moment. Okay, I have roofing. I have roofing contractor, roofing, asphalt shingle roofing, metal roofing, siding repair, siding installation, downspout cleaning, asphalt shingle roof installation, asphalt shingle roof repair, flat foam installation, single ply roof installation, metal roof installation, wood shake roof installation, roof repair, roof replacement, and roof installation. However, you have gave Laura different ones before. I see here we have to add gutter repair. She has metal roofing as well. New construction roof. Roof repairs, the same. Siding, gutters, roof, commercial roof. That's the other one.
Mm-hmm.
An exterior house repair.
Yes. Is there any way we can add another one, or are we maxed out?
No, we can add more. It's fine.
Okay. Can we do emergency roof services?
Emergency roof service.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All the other ones that I mentioned, all those are good? Do you need me
yes.
to check one of them?
No, everything else is good.
Alrighty. You are going to be getting an email with all these keywords. It is important for you to review them. And please let us know through the same email if you need to add more that may come back to your mind, or if you need to remove any of them.
Okay.
Alrighty. The next part of the interview is just going to be a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business so that we can get a better idea how we are going to be marketing you online.
Okay.
Alrighty. First question, is there anything unique about your business? Could be you do offer free estimate. It's a family-owned business.
Yeah, we do free estimates, free roof inspections, third generation, family-owned and operated. I mean, it's always been family-owned and operated for almost 40 years.
You mentioned it's third generation from the business?
Yeah, my grandpa owned it, and then my dad bought it from him, and my dad's had it, and then now I'm starting to take over. Well, not really take over everything, but...
but in process.
Huh?
In process of taking over.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay, what set you apart from your competitors? Could be the pricing, the quality of work, the communication you have with your clients?
I'd say communication, experience.
Experience, okay.
Yeah. My dad took a 14-hour test to be a state-certified roofing contractor in Florida.
My apologies, you were breaking up.
Say that again?
You were breaking up, I'm sorry. You said something about your dad?
Yeah, I said my dad had to take a 14-hour test to be a state-certified roofing contractor in Florida. So contractors here in Ohio, they don't have to worry about that. But, you know, when it comes to, you know, setting us apart, you know, that...
Do you guys have the license?
Yeah, to me, that feels that here in Ohio, it sets us apart from other roofing contractors.
Okay, that's good. And what do customers like about your business? Like when you finish a job, any specific comments they will say or they would like about your guys?
Say that again?
What do customers like about your business?
Quite a bit of stuff. I think the biggest thing is we always show up when we say we're going to show up. We do the job in a timely manner.
Timely manner, okay.
We follow up with the customers to make sure that they're satisfied. And we warranty our work.
You guys have warranty?
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Do you guys currently have a mission statement?
I think there's one on the website. I could be wrong. Yeah, I don't see it on the website.
Yeah, I don't see it neither.
I think I did make one for Angie's List. Let me get into the account here and see what I find.
Yeah, we will need a mission statement, which our team is requesting it to be mandatory, and a slogan, a tagline, which I don't see neither on the website. Well, we can give our team a call today. Could be work as a slogan. But I don't know if you have something else you would like to try out.
I mean, I put a tagline on our business cards.
Okay. Can you send it over?
Yeah. Or I could just tell it. I can just give it to you now.
If you have it right now, yeah, go ahead and give it. If you cannot find it, it's fine. If you can send it, it's okay.
Yeah, so I have Richardson Roofing stands behind their work, so you can stand under it.
Okay, Richardson Roofing, can you repeat it one more time?
Yep, Richardson Roofing stands behind their work, comma, so you can stand under it.
So you can stand under it?
Yep.
Okay, this will be your mission, right? Or the slogan?
I would probably do that as a slogan.
Slogan, okay. Alrighty, and what would be for the mission?
Let me see here. Yeah, I have no idea. For the business description that I put on Angie's List was with years of experience in the roofing industry, we are the experts you need to take care of your home or business.
That can work out. Doesn't sound too bad. I mean, the mission doesn't have to be very explanatory. It's just a little bit of what you guys do. For example, we can try something like At Richardson's Roofing LLC, our mission is to focus on customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service.
Yeah, we could do something like that.
Okay.
We focus on taking care of our customers' needs in a timely manner.
High quality. Okay.
And our work to be
Alrighty. Well, we can add this one in the meantime. Of course, we can always update the information whenever it's needed. If you can come up with something different or better, we can update it for it.
Okay.
All information that you have given us right now, it can be updated. As long as you let us know, we should be able to do so.
Okay.
But we will just need you to let us know on time so we can have the time to have it ready by the date or the time that you guys need it to be up there.
Yeah.
Okay, one moment. Alrighty. What type of, do you guys have, well, I see you guys have the logo already. Can you send it over via email with the quality, in good quality so we can actually have it set up as well?
Yeah. Yeah, I can send a logo. Do you need me to send that over to the email that, was sent over today or? Another email?
Oh, you can send it in that one or in a new one. It's fine. In fact, you are going to be getting an email after we add all the information. It's when you will be getting all our emails sent to you.
Okay.
So you can add it up in there. But if you can send it sooner, it's fine. There's no problem. It's just for us to start having all the information if possible.
Okay. I mean, I can send it right now. It'll only take me just a minute to pull
that. That's fine. If you can send it, I can add it to the account right now.
Okay,
since when did you guys started your business?
When did we start?
Yes. See, I don't see a year actually in the account. I'm in the about section. Like, oh, I'm
so my,
reading. Oh, yeah, it's right here, 1969.
Started, yeah, so my dad started the Ohio business in 1996. But his father owned it in Florida for a while.
No, okay. Well, we can add the 1996 since it's the one showing up on the website. So the information can be consistent to what they can see on the website.
That's fine.
Alrighty. So that should be around 27 years of experience, right?
Right.
Yeah, at the moment, how many employees do you currently have? I mean, it doesn't have to be full-time, but it's how many people are currently involved most of the time?
Oh, goodness. That's it. just to put a number on it, I would safely say 10.
10, okay. Including yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Are you guys offering your service in residentials and commercials?
Yes.
In both?
Yes.
Okay. And I see you guys are licensed from the website, right?
Correct.
Okay. License and insured, you guys have both?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. You were giving before the operation hours that you guys are be having. Oh, I saw it here. It's Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturday 8 to 12, Sunday by appointment only.
Correct.
Okay. I do see here we have the option to add emergency service available.
Yeah, we do 24/7 emergency services.
No, okay. And what type of payments do you guys accept?
We take all of it. We take cash, credit cards, debit cards. We have financing options available. I said checks, right?
Checks. I have check, cash, the cards. How
mm-hmm.
about the electronic payments nowadays, PayPal, Zelle, Cash App, money transfer? You did mention financing.
Yeah, we do have financing options available. We don't take – I want to say the only thing we don't take money for is through Cash App and Zelle. And the reason being is their fees are just ridiculous when it gets into, you know, $2,000, $3,000 So that's why we don't really take, you know. But if somebody, you know, went to their bank, you know, they can transfer it into our bank by an electronic transfer. But
no, okay. How about Venmo?
No Venmo.
No Venmo. And money transfer?
Yeah, so that would be like bank to bank.
Bank to bank.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe from their app, they can send it over to yours.
I believe so. It would just have to work out. As long as they put their information on their bank's end, they could still have it transferred to our bank.
No, okay. Well, we can add it here just in case someone is interested in.
Yeah.
Alrighty, and the next part we need to check is the Google section. Have you been registered with Google for this business in Ohio?
Like, do we have a Google page or?
Yes.
I believe so, because we type in our business name here in Ohio and it pulls in our information off to the side. I think that's what you're looking for. Or... Am I wrong?
Yes, I found it here. But it's registered in Florida?
Yeah, so we have one down in Florida, and we also have one for Ohio as well.
I was able to find the one in Florida only.
Yeah.
Which is still the same one since it's pulling up the same website.
If you search Richardson Roofing, Dayton, Ohio, it will pull up the name and number.
Okay, let me check. Yeah, we need the one from Ohio. Okay, this one, let me see. Okay, I found the one in Ohio. It has a phone number, 4519. That's still yours, right?
That's my dad's.
That's your dad's. Okay. So it is the right one. Let me get the link from here. And you have the access to it, or your dad has the access for this Google account?
Oh, we both have access to it.
Both already. So we should be able to send you an email with the steps so you can add our team for it. Okay?
Okay.
Well, let me go ahead and send it right now to you. So you can confirm if you receive it. Alrighty, I just send it over to you.
And that's coming through Google or through the, our AOL email?
To the AOL email.
Okay.
We did send you another email that is called Action Needed, Picture Needs for Google Verification. We might need all this information just in case Google, it's not verified, or if it needs another verification. So if you guys can be aware, we do require those, that information.
Okay.
Okay, now that I'm in the emails, I see here you have Facebook as well.
Yeah.
You have the website already created?
Yes.
And you are the admin to the page?
Yes. Yeah, I do all the Facebook marketing for the roofing business.
Alrighty. Well, let me send you the email with the steps now that I have it here as well, and I can explain to you right now about it. Okay. I just don't want to miss this part from Google. We need to add the areas from Ohio that you would like to expand the service to.
Okay.
Let me see what we have here. Okay, we have a few cities. I have Riverside, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Kettering? K-E-T-T-E-R-I-N-G?
Kettering.
Kettering. Is it West Carrollton City?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you want to...
Is it Huber Heights?
Yes. I don't know if we can add counties in there. So like that might be easier.
It can be easier, but if there is an area that you don't want in the county, we will need to add this to cities in a specific. Would you like to cover the whole county area?
Yeah.
Okay, we can add it up. It's fine. Just means I did a little Google research and it just gave me all cities. It doesn't let me copy and paste. I have to type them one by one. The other one, it doesn't let me copy and paste. I need to copy it one by one. I mean, type it up.
Oh, I can give you the counties if you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. So there's Montgomery County.
Okay.
Greene County. Greene.
Okay.
Miami County.
Miami County, okay.
Warren County.
Can you spell that one for me?
Yep. Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N.
Okay.
And then let's do Dark County. D-A-R-K.
Okay.
Clark County.
You said Park?
Clark. C-L-A-R-K.
Oh, Clark County. Okay. Alrighty, what's the other one?
Shelby County.
Can you spell it out for me?
Yep. S-H-E. L-B-Y.
Okay.
And let's do this last one, Preble County. P-R-E-B-L-E.
L-E, okay. Alrighty. Well, we can add all these ones. If by any time you need to update it, we can go ahead and do so as long as you let us know, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, let me check what else is missing. Do you guys currently have a Yelp account?
Say that again.
Do you guys have a Yelp account?
I am in the process of making that. I was reached out to, I think, a few days ago from a representative trying to get me set up with Yelp. But that is something we are in the process of doing.
Okay. Well, you guys have the link for it. Can you send it over to us so we can also add it and promote it also?
Yep.
Okay. Alrighty, we're almost finished. Do you currently have any questions by any chance?
No, I do not.
Alrighty. Well, now that we have gathered all this information, I will be sending it to our provisioning team. We have at the moment two options for you. The first option is to optimize your business for the best leads from the top directories or top websites such as Google, Facebook, and well, you have Yelp in process. The second option is to place your business into all public directories online, through many of which are known to feed directly to telemarketing campaigns. However, we always suggest the first option since we are always making updates to the account. Of course, it depends on what your business may need on the most important websites. Will this first option work for you in the meantime?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And the last thing is Facebook. As you, I don't know if you were able to check, I sent you an email with the steps so you can add our Facebook team as admin to the Facebook.
Okay.
You have the URL on top of each picture so you can see who you're adding and, well, it's easier to get the URL. If you can try it on a computer, the steps are much easier. It will not take you more than 5 minutes to add the whole team to the Facebook.
I've got pulled up, and I can do that here in a minute.
Excellent. Alrighty, well, in the meantime, while you do that, now you're going to be receiving a few emails from us on top of the ones I just sent you. As I mentioned earlier, the first one will be from the keywords email. Please review them. If you want to make any changes or any updates, please reply to the email with the necessary changes that you may need at the moment. Okay?
Okay.
You will also receive another email with photos. In that email, it will require for you to send us pictures from your completed work. You can use those for your Google Business account, updating to the ones you currently have or the ones our team can use for the Facebook ad. You can add up to 20 pictures on the email. If you need to send more, you can do so. There is no problem. Just sending another email with more pictures, it's definitely fine. Just make sure that they do follow that criteria on the meaning that they have good quality. And if you have the logo, you can send it also. You send it already by any chance? Or do you have it?
No.
Okay, it's fine.
Yeah, I can. I don't know. I keep getting emails from you guys, and I don't know which.
Well, it's fine. You can just send a new one. It's support@localsplash.com. You can send it to there. It's fine.
Okay.
In the meantime, we will temporarily use high-quality stock photos while we receive yours for the Google account and the Facebook ad. If any of the images that you provide are low quality and we feel it will not best represent your business, then stock photos will be used. Keep in mind that they are general photos related to your industry. So if you see any of the pictures that may not apply to what you do, let us know and we will remove them or replace them with other images that we may have. Or if you have sent us yours, we can start using your material. Also, all of our photos are copyright protected. If you get any of the emails or calls in regarding to copyright issues, please let us know before answering any inquiring.
Okay.
And within a few days, you will be also be receiving an email with the login credentials to your client dashboard. This will allow you to track and manage your company's online performance. It's mobile friendly, so you can log in from anywhere. Your client dashboard will show you how many calls and clicks you are receiving, what keywords customers are using to find you, as well as the directories that we have listed your business. I will recommend you to log in first on a computer, get familiar with this, see where everything is, so you can, once you log in on the phone, you can have it a little bit more familiar how everything is looking.
Okay.
All right, since we are going to be having a call tracking number, you will be receiving also an email with the phone number that we have chosen for you and the one that it will be promoted. You will be able to view the reporting for the call tracking number also in the dashboard. You can see the calls. There's always, well, not we're having a little issue, but most of the time there's a little recording of the call if you would like to hear it in case there's a situation that may needs to be reviewed. Or if you need the phone number in case you missed the call.
Yeah.
All right, now let me tell you a little bit more about the time frame and what to expect. With Local Splash, your online information is monitored and corrected on a daily basis. We will submit your information into Google once we have the access and also to directories. You should see a maximum result within 30 to 45 days. But don't forget that you can visit your dashboard, see your listing, creating posts, and also update content.
Okay.
In case Google needs to re-verify the Google account, don't forget that you have Facebook to start promoting, well, to keep promoting yourself through Facebook, having your clients do reviews in there. I mean, they're totally separate accounts, so you can, if Google's not available, we can definitely move on to Facebook at the moment, just in case.
Okay.
Now, all of your listings will be promoted and optimized, which will benefit you with more online percent. It can also result in all type of calls, service requests, competitors, along with others. Any solicitor calls or text message from companies claiming to be Google or companies like Townsquare and NextWorks requesting extra money to verify or complete your Google business profile. There are scam calls. If you have any questions, please give us a call before responding to any questionable that you may receive. Now, with some of the Google verifications, they are having to call clients themselves to complete it. But if they request money for it, it's totally scam. Google will not require more money to actually have it verified.
Okay.
Alrighty, and we are going to be adding the call tracking greeting to your account with the female voice. We should be able to take the payment right now for the $19 with the card that is on file. So I'm able to
yep.
see it with 4018, February of 2026 will be the expiration.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. I will go ahead and take off the payment right now. And let me check. Well, as we get close to finish up with this call, we would like to follow up with you in the next 3 weeks to touch base and see how everything is progressing. From 3 weeks today, let me check. Alright, it should be by September 14, 3 weeks from now. What time will be best for us to contact you? In the morning, same time, afternoon?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Same time, 10 or 11 in the morning. Fine.
Same time, alright. Well, let me schedule you up. Excellent. Well, I already added that to the calendar so we can contact you back by then. However, in case you have questions before this time, you're more than welcome to call us back so we can be able to help you out further.
Okay.
Well, this will conclude our interview. Thank you so very much for your patience and taking the time to answer all of my questions today. Do you have any questions, any concerns before I let you go? Excellent. Please feel free to call us back at any time. We are available Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time, which it should be around 10 to 7 Eastern.
Okay.
And you can call our number 877-635-6225. In that same number, you can also send us a text message with the date and time in case you need to set up an appointment with us.
Okay.
Perfect. Well, once again, Local Splash wants to thank you for your business, and we look forward to successfully your relationship with you and your company.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.